First Prime Report, news and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. The president leaves the hospital, plans to plunge back into work and problems. Details after this.
You know what kind of oil to use in your new car?
Well, after what this car cost me, the cheapest.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
10:40. Maybe 40 oil is oil. Right?
Wrong. Not every kind of oil is right for new cars.
Does it matter?
Some oils can do a new car more harm than good. At Gulf, we sell the right kind of oil for new cars. Low Ash Gulf Pride Multi-G. It's right because it can withstand the higher operating temperatures of cars from 71 on. That's the kind new cars need. And Chrysler, Ford, AMC, and General Motors say so in their new car manuals. Low Ash Gulf Pride Multi-G. The right kind of oil for new cars. The right reason for stopping at Gulf.
The president is leaving Bethesda Naval Hospital today, going first to the White House as a show to one and all that he has recovered and is back in full control, then off to Camp David, Maryland for a long weekend. Back to the White House early next week to begin, among other things, consultations with a string of foreign dignitaries. This is not what the president's doctors had recommended. They wanted him to go off to a sunny, warm climate, Florida, California, the Virgin Islands, certainly somewhere drier than Camp David, for a week or so, just to make sure his pneumonia recovery is completed. Mr. Nixon isn't having any of that. He insists upon spending his out-of-hospital recuperation time in the White House and at Camp David. Remember, if you will, that Camp David is often foggy and damp. But the president likes it there, and his doctor's advice notwithstanding, that is where he is going to go. When the president may meet with Senator Sam Ervin about the Watergate investigation is still unknown. Exactly what the president's position is to be about releasing or not releasing the electronic bugging tapes he made secretly in his office and around the White House also remains unknown. It is widely assumed that the president will not release the actual tapes under any circumstances, but he has not said that, at least not publicly. Friends and supporters of the president are selling hard now on the theme that the worst is over for Mr. Nixon and the whole Watergate mess, and that the president is going to survive it as a viable, respected president. Through its friends and supporters among publishers, columnists, newspaper and broadcast station owners, the personal publicity and public relations apparatus surrounding Mr. Nixon is aggressively pushing this hypothesis. Many independent observers believe it may prove to be correct if there are not new, devastating revelations about Watergate and related crimes. Others believe it is simply too soon to say. Active opponents of Mr. Nixon, of course, argue that he already is assured a place in history down there with Calvin Coolidge and Warren Harding as among the most discredited presidents of the 20th century. This infuriates active Nixon supporters who argue that on the basis of his foreign policy accomplishments alone, this president already has assured himself a place among the best this century. Dealing with the whole question that has been raised, for better or for worse, in most people's minds, is one of Mr. Nixon's major concerns as he comes out of the hospital. He is anxious to get himself off of the defensive. How well he does may depend as much or more upon what happens in Indochina and with the economy as it does upon the Watergate scandal investigations. The August 15th, no more bombing without specific approval from Congress deadline is staring the president and Dr. Henry Kissinger full in the face. The communists continue to hang tough in negotiations about Cambodia, confident in their own minds that time, more than ever, now is on their side. And even the president's closest advisors acknowledge that the worst may not be over for the economy. Phase 4 represents a hope and a prayer, not much else. Whether it will work, whether it can be really effective in slowing inflation without causing a recession, is anybody's guess, and not many bodies are even willing to guess. As July works its way into August, the White House, for reasons touched upon here and for other reasons, still has the atmosphere of an air-conditioned bunker, in which there are no signs of panic, but where there remain signs of confusion and uncertainty. Now, please, this message.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice-grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. we often list some of the dozens of jobs that Vice Grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of Vice Grip locking wrenches don't know the total story. There are many uses for Vice Grip that we haven't heard about. That's because Vice Grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about Vice Grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a Vice Grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice Grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name Vice Grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a Vice Grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Have a good weekend. This has been First Line Report from CBS News.